The Fatima Center presents Faith, Salvation, and Humility, a five-day Lenten mission directed by Father Michael Rodriguez. The opening sermon for the third day. Doth thou believe in the Son of God?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin by praying. O my God, who art infallible truth, and can neither deceive nor be deceived, I firmly believe all that thou hast revealed and proposed to my belief through thy holy church, because thou hast revealed it. I believe that thou art one in nature and three in persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I believe that thou art the creator of all things, and that thou rewardest the just for all eternity in heaven, and punishest the wicked for all eternity in hell. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God made man, that he suffered and died for my sins, and rose from the dead in glory, and that it is only in him, through the Holy Ghost, that eternal life is given to men. Finally, I believe all that thy holy church believes. I thank thee for having called me to the true faith, and I affirm that with the help of thy grace, I will live and die in the holy Catholic faith. Amen. In today's Holy Gospel, St. John chapter 9, Jesus heals a man who was born blind. At the end of the Gospel passage, Jesus asks him, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" And the man responds, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus says to him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And then the grand conclusion of the gospel, the formerly blind man says, "I believe, Lord." And falling down, he adored him. Every time that you come to Holy Mass, Jesus also asks you, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" Every time that you approach the altar of God to receive Holy Communion, Jesus asks you, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" And one of the things that's very significant about today's Holy Gospel is not only the profession of faith that, we'll say, the blind man, not blind anymore, but not only the profession of faith that the blind man makes, but the fact that at that moment in the Gospel, we genuflect. There are not that many times when we genuflect during the Holy Gospel. But it's very significant because what is taking place, that genuflection that we make, is highlighting that there is a profound act of faith and adoration that is being made before a great divine mystery. That's why always at Mass, when we pray the Creed, again, very significant because this is the profession of our faith, that when we come before this great divine mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God that is particularly relevant to the Holy Mass, because that's what also is being made present in a profound way at Mass, we also make that genuflection, a profound act of faith and adoration before a great divine mystery. And that really is a summary of the Christian life. Again, Jesus constantly calling us to believe in Him and to live that faith in all the decisions that we make, in all our thoughts, in all our words, in all our actions. Reflect on today's Holy Gospel because it's very significant, all the things that are taking place. You know, there's this whole discussion of, did this blind man, was he really born from birth? And who healed you and how did this happen? And, you know, different opinions, and they bring his parents. And he's asked once and twice. And what's going on here is that really, pretty much everyone, except for the blind man who's received his sight, pretty much everyone else is blind. Because they've got their own agenda, they've got their own way of thinking. Even the apostles ask at the beginning of the gospel, they say, Lord, this man was born blind. Whose sin is it? His parents or his? A human way of thinking. So in the end, pretty much everybody is blind in a way, even the disciples asking our Lord, blind. And the one who truly sees is the one that makes that profession of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us briefly reflect on the marvelous gift of faith. Number one, faith is the first of the theological virtues. Through it, we firmly believe with our whole mind, more than we would believe the evidence of our senses or the conclusions of our reason, all the truths that God has deigned to reveal to us, as understood and taught by the Church. We rely solely upon the infallible authority of God, which is the motive of our faith. Number two, faith raises the mind above all created nature and gives us a life that is divine. To follow the way of the senses is the life of the animals. To follow only the light of reason is the boasting of false philosophers. To live by faith is the glory of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Quote, the just man liveth by faith. Close quote. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. And number three, St. John Eudes teaches, quote, reason and human science often lead you into error because they are too weak and limited to penetrate to the knowledge of the things of God, which are infinite and incomprehensible. Human intelligence and knowledge also deceive you because they are too full of the darkness and obscurity of sin to attain to a genuine knowledge, even of things outside of God. But the light of faith, being a participation in the truth and light of God, cannot possibly deceive you. Indeed, it shows you things as God sees them, that is, in their truth, and just as they exist in the eyes of God. Close quote. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love Thee. I ask pardon of Thee for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. Visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-888-8888. 1-800-263-8160. Thank you, and may God reward you. Immaculate Heart of Mary, be our salvation.